在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
For the first time since the August 20th election, President Karzai has addressed allegations made by domestic and foreign observers of massive ballot box stuffing.
Fraud, and if it is committed, it has to be investigated, but investigated fairly and, without prejudice.
The president says media reports have exaggerated the incidence of fraud.Auditing and recounting of votes could reduce his total below the majority needed to avoid a runoff against former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah. European Union election observers contend about 30% of the ballots are tainted, including more than 1 million suspect votes for the incumbent. The votes were counted by the government-appointed Independent Election Commission. A partial recount has been ordered by another body,the Election Complaints Commission, which is dominated by appointees of the United Nations. The UN mission in Afghanistan is itself split over how tough overseers should be concerning the fraud allegations. The second in command at the mission, American diplomat Peter Galbraith, confirms he left Afghanistan after a disagreement with UN Special Representative Kai Ida on the post-election approach.Reports say Ambassador Galbraith has sided with the Canadian chairman of the Electoral Complaints Commission, Grant Kippen, to take a hard line and toss out all tainted ballots. A more cautious group of officials and diplomats contending a fraud-free election is impossible warns of the dangers of attempting to hold a runoff in a country fighting a worsening insurgency. Some are calling for the incumbent and the top challenger to be pressured into a power-sharing deal.The electoral crisis comes as Taliban forces have widened their influence and increased attacks on the 42-nation member coalition and Afghan troops. The United States, which has the majority of the 100,000 armed personnel in Afghanistan, is debating whether to send more troops. This comes at a time when American public support for the 8-year military campaign is on the wane. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.